Hi there, my name is Susan Ivac, and I just wanted to share with you another neat little trick you can use inside Visual Studio. This trick works in multiple versions of Visual Studio, so you don't have to have the latest version. This one is really handy when there's certain chunks of code you find yourself using frequently inside different modules or inside different applications. So for example, I often, when I was writing code, had to put in standard comment blocks so we could keep track of who'd made changes. So I might have something like this. Some very simple comments, and I find myself always having to have this little block inside my code. Sure, you can go ahead and create code snippets and so on to store all this, but I don't always want to sit down and create the back end required to have things like code snippets, and maybe I just want to make something quick and simple for myself. Well, it turns out one of the things you can do is you can actually use the toolbox when you're working your code. Most people think of a toolbox when they're adding buttons and creating controls, but I don't know if you've discovered that you can actually take a chunk of code and you can actually drag it to the toolbox when you're in the code editor, and it'll remember that chunk of code. So I could take multiple code snippets, so to speak, maybe some error handling that I'd like to try and remember, drag that up there, and once again, it adds that information right to my toolbox. Now, what else is really nice about this is once you've added code to the toolbox, sometimes it's hard to remember which is which. You can even rename it by right-clicking, and I could say this is my code header or comment header that I always like to use, and maybe this is my favorite try-catch statement that I'm always using all the time in my code. If you've started using this a lot, you can even go and organize the different tabs inside your toolbox, and you can create one for your error handlers and drag all your try-catch statements up, codes up there, and then I could add a tab for all my favorite comments that I like to use and drag my comment header up there. So I can even organize my favorite little code snippets and put them there. And anytime I need them now, I just drag them back over to my code and poof, that little code snippet's inserted. Now here's what's really cool about this. Let's say I go off and I start working on a brand new project. Maybe I'm gonna go start working on a web application or a Windows app. It really doesn't matter. Web forms, ASP.NET, it'll work for any of them. I don't bother saving my changes. I was just mucking around. But now you'll notice those code snippets are still there in the toolbox. And sure enough, if I drag something over, there it is. It'll even remember it when I exit and reopen Visual Studio. So there you go, another quick way to save time inside Visual Studio.